A new female crash test dummy just took a big step toward widespread adoption. It'll give engineers a better sense of how crashes affect the female body. But how does a crash test dummy work in the first place? NPR's Camila Domonoske takes us on a tour through Ohio, Michigan, and Virginia to see the dummy's whole life up close.
The inside of a humanetics facility can resemble a Halloween shop. Shiny metal heads stared at us from eyeless sockets as Jonathan Keck, the manufacturing engineering manager, took me on a tour of a plant in Huron, Ohio.
Are those faces on that shelf?
Are those faces? Those are skulls. Yeah, everything that we do has to be pretty human-like, and so we tend to have some very unique parts.
Unique indeed. Parts like skulls and ribs and spines and arms. You can't order them from a catalog, but you can make them. Workers here cut and grind and bend metal into bones, which need joints too, of course. Kyler Connell is working on a forearm, attaching parts for rotation and connections. He's tucked behind a red curtain because the bright light from welding machines is dangerous to look at.
So, welding on these two little plates.
A crash test dummy has to move like a human body, feel force like a person would. A head, the weight of a real head, moving on a neck as bendy as a real neck. Data on real human bodies, including cadavers put through their own crash tests, is used to inform the design of these dummies. And in a big step, data from female bodies informed the new crash test dummy design coming soon to federal tests. Now, of course, to mimic a human, a crash test dummy's bones need to be encased in the squishiness of flesh. That's made from polyurethane, oozed into molds.
There's this pink goo sort of coming out from the seams.
And vinyl, poured and baked in giant green ovens, and foam mixed in milkshake makers. The finished parts need a little finessing.
I am trimming a pelvis.
Let's just be very blunt here. You were working on a butt, right?
Yes, I'm working on a butt.
With a range of sanding tools, Katie Berlovich gets the surface smooth. After that exfoliation, all the parts get connected. Then the brand new body is shipped to a different building near Detroit to acquire a nervous system.
So there's dozens of cubicles in a big open white space here with people crouched over microscopes working on fiddly little wires.
They're working on the sensors that go in the dummy, which will measure the forces the dummy feels in a crash, gathering the data that will help make cars safer. All these parts have to be calibrated, hitting dummies and seeing if those sensors measure the force accurately. That means dropping heads from precise heights, hitting chests with pendulums, pressing on parts with, well, I check with humanetics exec Brad Baker.
It's just a really big squishing machine?
Basically, yes.
And if the dummy passes its tests, then it goes out into the world. These dummies each cost hundreds of thousands to over $1 million. They're purchased by automakers and the federal government and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, a nonprofit funded by auto insurers that publishes safety ratings.
All right, so right now we are walking down the long track where the car is going to be accelerated and slammed into this big hunk of concrete and metal.
At their test site in Virginia, dummies were buckled into a Subaru Crosstrek, getting ready for their short trip into a hard place. But first, they got a round of face paint. Engineering technician Jamel Craig is applying it with his fingers. It's actually clown makeup, he says.
And so it's pink on the right side, blue on the left side, then there's red on the back of the skull cap.
That will smear on the airbags to show where the head made contact. These particular dummies have been around the block many times. Dummies can be crashed again and again, almost indefinitely. One employee tells me they used to get more damaged in crash tests decades ago and need replacing, but not anymore. Cars have gotten so much safer, thanks in part to dummies. Jessica Jermakian is Senior Vice President of Vehicle Research at the Institute.
What we do know is that those dummies are driving vehicle improvements that are benefiting real people.
Which is the whole point, right? This test is about to simulate a frontal crash between two cars.
Test will commence in 3, 2, 1.
These days, safety groups are also getting into the world of virtual testing using advanced computer models. But there's still some kinds of data you can only get in an actual collision, which means crash test dummies aren't going anywhere. Or rather, they'll keep going one place, again and again and again. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Oh,
it's loud.
It's loud.